Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer on the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're happy to be here talking to you today. The Joyful Manifestation process is what we discuss in the Joyful Manifestation Show. And along with that, we also talk about the money manifestation process and the soulmate manifestation process. All these three are very, very important to the process of creating what we want in life. You know, a lot of information has come out on the law of attraction and different manifestation process in the last few years. The joyful manifestation process includes all of that, but it also has this additional aspect of actually guiding you through the process to become a joyful manifester. So what you really want to become is a joyful manifester, and that's what we're trying to show you through the Joyful Manifestation Show. Everybody's heard about conscious asking. Conscious asking is when you think of something that you would like to have, and you ask the universe for this thing, quote unquote, that you want. If you want a wonderful relationship, you think of the person that you would like to be in a relationship with, if you've already met him. And if you haven't met him or her, yes, let's include the her part of it. If you haven't met this person, then you can imagine somebody into existence. Someone who closely matches what you would like to experience. For example, if you are a woman and you are looking for a man with certain criteria, physical, mental, emotional criteria, then you think of this person as being tall, broad-shouldered, lean-hipped, long-legged, a nice face, good hair. These are some of the attributes that you might think of, the physical attributes. Mental attributes include intelligence, the ability to crack witty jokes, and the emotional attributes you could think of as he's calm, he's sweet, he's nice-natured, he asks me how I am, and he does things that I would like him to do for me. So all of these things, and of course there are much, much more that you can think of, but just some basic examples of what people think of when they are imagining somebody into existence. Add to that financial attributes. He could be financially sound. He could have this kind of a job. He could be a doctor, an engineer, a dancer, whatever it is that you can think about. He could have this kind of a home. He could wear this kind of clothing, drive this kind of car. So you think of all of these things, either mentally or you can write it down. And this becomes your list of what you want to see in a man. You put it out into the universe to match it the best that the universe can. This is conscious asking. Unconscious asking, so we're going to talk about unconscious asking. Unconscious asking is where you think of something that you don't like. For example, maybe you meet someone who does not have what you want. So this person does not have what you want. Maybe this person is too thin, maybe he's too fat. Not that there's anything wrong with thin or overweight people, but I'm just giving you an example. And what happens is when you see someone that you don't want, that you don't want to have as your boyfriend or as the man in your life, what happens is there is an unconscious asking that happens from within you. Your whole being, your heart, your soul, your being starts to send out these requests. It's a kind of an unconscious asking that happens, and the universe also listens to this particular type of request. So this is unconscious asking. It can also be that you meet someone or you see someone who's really, really handsome. And you don't really ask for it, but in appreciating this person who is really handsome, there is another kind of an asking that goes out into the universe. And that is unconscious also. Just by looking at somebody and you're not doing any effort, you're not making any effort, you're not asking for anything, but it's still going into the universe. And there you have another unconscious asking happening right there and then. So these two types of asking, conscious and unconscious, are taken very seriously by the universe. And the universe does want to give you what you want. Sometimes it may just be that a certain situation evokes certain emotional responses and you feel very, very strongly about something. A great example would be you're walking down the road and you see this couple holding hands. You see this couple and you think of the fact that I don't have a relationship in my life. And you start to feel emotional about it. You start to feel this emotion where either you feel sad or you feel fantastic that this is what I want. The emotions that you give out is also going to contribute to the asking, and it adds energy behind all of this asking that you're doing. And when you relax after some time, so here you are, you've relaxed and nothing is happening around you. You've relaxed, you've changed your mind about things, and right now maybe you're focused on a happy book, you're watching a happy movie, and suddenly the phone rings. One of your friends wants to set you up on a date with this fantastic person that she knows. All these emotions that you've put out have gone out into space and is having an effect on people around you, people who are connected to you. It could also be that the universe itself starts to send energy towards you, and everything that you put emotion behind starts to manifest. The important thing here to remember is once you've done this asking, either conscious or unconscious, and once you have put out emotion out there, don't remain in the same place. Come out of that place and divert yourself. Think of something else that you would like to enjoy. Maybe a game, maybe you may go bowling. You might listen to some music. You've completely forgotten about it. And wham, it enters your experience, because when you divert your mind and you're focused on something else, a little window of opportunity is created. It's like a little hole or a little doorway through which the universe finds that it can send you what you want. Because most times when we are in the process of asking, we're feeling so much at that time, either happy or sad. We're feeling so much that all of our feelings and emotions go out and block everything from coming into us. Because when we're in the asking process, many times we're feeling strongly what we don't have. You know, watching this couple holding hands and walking down the road, watching somebody else win a lottery, watching someone else, hearing news of someone else buying this 5-bedroom house, having this fantastic car. Sometimes we're really happy, and in that happiness, things come to us immediately. Many times, a lot of emotions of not having that thing that somebody else has comes up and goes out in waves. And as we're projecting what we don't have, all of this energy is going out from us, correct? So we don't have it. We don't have it. I don't have it. I don't have it. I don't have it. This is a message that's going out. So your energy with all of these words, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have it, is going out. It touches people and it touches things It blocks people from coming in because right now you're in the process of projecting the I don't have it. And it's when you relax, you divert your mind, and you're having a good time, having a diverted mind, you've distracted yourself, you're in the process of allowing, because right now you're not thinking of what you don't have. And it's in that moment, it's in those times, most times, that a window of opportunity opens up. There's a little window that opens up, little door that opens up, and energy starts to come in. The energy of what you really wanted starts to come in. So here you have your conscious and your unconscious asking, and whether people like it or not, most people are either in the process of asking, receiving, or enjoying what they asked and they have received. Unconscious asking happens automatically from within you as you experience life, without your conscious mind actually needing to frame words. Not everything has to come into the conscious mind for analyzing and thinking, because your preferences are being known and registered by the universe all the time. And the asking is more of a knowing of what would be nice to enjoy. This whole world, it's based on, we need to fight this war. We have to eradicate poverty. We need to get in better weather, climatic controls. We have to govern govern a country really well. We have to set up a proper government, set up this, set up that. What people are normally looking at when they watch TV and the internet and all of the things that are happening around us, what we are watching, what people are watching, is life happening all around. But what is really happening is a process of conscious and unconscious asking. And this whole thing that's happening around us, this whole energy, all of life that's happening, is a result of all of this conscious and unconscious asking that's happening. So if you think about what you're going to experience tomorrow, it would be wonderful if you go out in your day-to-day life, wake up in your morning, wake up in the morning, and you get ready, go for work, go to work. And if you could keep in mind that throughout the day, whatever you observe, whatever you like, whatever you don't like, are creating a series of preferences that are coming out, and you are projecting and asking of the universe so many, many things. If you could just remember that your whole day is actually spent enjoying, receiving, and asking. And even in your enjoyment of things, you're still asking, because let's say, okay, I talk a lot about ice cream, but let's say you're having chocolate ice cream, and in the enjoyment of that chocolate ice cream, there is an asking for more chocolate ice cream to be made available to you within easy reach, within a few miles. In your receiving your paycheck every month, in your enjoyment of seeing the money enter your bank, your enjoyment of seeing the figures on the check. When you enjoy it, there is an asking that happens. God or universe, please give me more. Please continue this flow of money into my life. So this is conscious and unconscious asking. Of course, we can talk more about it as we, you know, go through future shows. But just remembering that your whole day is spent asking, consciously or unconsciously, is going to help. So once that you've asked, what do? Any situation that has created a conflict in you. So let's say your asking is out of a conflict that has happened, a personal conflict that has happened because of something that you don't like. And because of that, you've made a request to the universe that you want something better. You want someone kind. You want someone loving. You want some person who cares for you. You want somebody with more money. You want someone to stop asking you for more money. You want to have a better life, a life filled with abundance. Whatever situation is creating the conflict in you, it's important that you get out of the conflict energy, because if you keep remaining in the conflict energy, you're just perpetuating that conflict energy more and more. Because what's happening now is that you're experiencing conflict actively. So while you're in the experience of conflict, there is a perpetuation or a continuation of that conflict happening all the time. So a better way to do it is to let go of anything that makes you feel bad and less than who you are. So let's have an affirmation right now. If you are in a situation where you feel unappreciated and where you feel that someone somewhere is not treating you all that well, if you feel you're in a job that you feel you're not being paid well or you're not being treated well, let's just have this affirmation that you can take, that you can use anytime. And it goes like this. I let go of anything that makes me feel bad and less than who I am. I let go of anything that makes me feel bad and less than who I am. Take a deep breath, and you might feel this process of things leaving you. All of the negativity that somebody else made you feel within you. Of course, just remember that if somebody makes you feel positive a lot of time and negative a little time, don't try to build it up into something that's huge, but just have this feeling that you're letting go of anything that makes you feel bad and less than who you are. Because in the process of letting go and in the process of feeling this conflict, you also get clarity about what you would really like to enjoy. And then as you get this clarity of what you would really like to enjoy, so let's say Jack is not treating you very well. And again, we don't know anybody by the name of Jack. There's no reference to anyone called Jack. It's a fictitious name for the show. Let's say Jack is making you feel very bad. And you've just been going through this feeling of negativity for a long time. Now, as you think that you've been in this conflicting energy for a long time, you can take a deep breath and think of what you would really like to enjoy. Try to get clarity now. So is it that you want Jack to treat you better? You want Jack to show you more love? Is it that you don't want Jack at all and you would like to move on to somebody else? Think of that, and then taking this deep breath, let go of all the conflicting energy, asking the universe either for a better version of Jack or for someone else entirely different. And as you do this, what happens is you start to get out of this negative energy and this negative frame of mind, this conflict. You get clarity as to where you want, and now as to where you want to be. And now what happens is, as you get clarity as to where you want to be, you start to enjoy the vision of what you'd really like. So if Jack has not been calling you for some time, if he's not communicating with you, if you haven't seen Jack for some time, let go of the feeling of not seeing Jack. And then start to think of actually having Jack walking through the door. He's coming in through the door. The door opens. He's coming in through the door. He has a bouquet of flowers in his hand, and he's walking towards you with a big smile. Please, it's very important that you have to get out of conflict energy, because you cannot get something good. You cannot get something nice as long as you continue to feel this conflicting energy. Letting go of the conflicting energy is really essential for a new vision of Jack so that he can walk in through the door and actually hand you that bunch of flowers. So we've been talking for some time now, and it's time for us to enter money manifestation. Money manifestation segment of the show, that which I call career and work. We are going to go on a short 2 to 3 minute break and listen to some music. So hold on tight, and we're coming back. Work hard, pay hard.
All in my brain, gold watches, gold chain, gold dollar champagne, yeah, my money insane, yeah, I'm making it rain, but I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here, this merch is my time of year, if I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks, I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that, then it's all my swag, but I don't want it back, I was on this, but now I'm on to that, you see, I'm in my closet for a song to rap, was either in or out, now I'm going back, man, got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, my family here, and they rolling up, so I'm. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're entering the segment on money manifestation, that's career and work. Money manifestation is a very, very important topic. It's very interesting. I personally find it very interesting, especially when I work with a lot of clients who go through difficulty in their careers and they're either losing jobs or they're stuck where they are. They don't see their way out of the tunnel. They don't see light at the end of the tunnel. And it's very interesting to see the different mind frames that create the issues that happen because of money. If you work with somebody on the subject of money and you actually listen to them talk. So let's say I have a client and I'm listening to him or I'm listening to her and I hear the words being spoken. There are some words that are constantly repeated, that which forms their story. And in those words, you can hear the actual manifestation blocks that they have. What I'm going to discuss today is your ability to hear your own words. Your ability to hear your own story. Example, just a small example. I was talking to this client of mine, and she was saying she's on disability. She's getting her checks from the government. She's on disability. She wants to attract a man who will take care of her. See, right here is a conflicting situation. you could ask me, well, isn't that part of soulmate manifestation? She wants a man who will take care of her, correct? That's a desire that she has. It's a wish that she has. But where is that wish coming from? It's coming from the place of not being able to take care of oneself. You see what's happening here? Your wish for a better future with a man who will take care of you is arising from, is being birthed from, is being born. And it's coming from this place of, I can't take care of myself. And right there and then, a conflict is created. There's a negative vibration going on about the whole money issue that this person has. Whereas what she wants to create is a Prince Charming who's going to rescue her. Rescues do happen. It's not that you cannot get a Prince Charming to rescue somebody. You can. It can be manifested. But the process of manifesting it is in sacrificing your own capability and capacity to make money right there and then. Now, it's okay if, let's say, you're making a certain amount of money and you're feeling good about yourself, and then you're dreaming of this person who is this millionaire or billionaire, and you and this person are going to have an amazing life. You might contribute something to this person. You might bring this person energy, and this person might have the skills and talents to make it happen, correct? So your energy, this person's skills and talents, the two combine, you become millionaires, you become billionaires, that's fine. But you should have a certain bit of happiness in your own ability to make at least some money. So let's say you're making $5,000 a month. And you're feeling good about it, and you're driving a nice car, you're feeling good, and that's great because you're independent, you can do well for yourself. And from that place of not feeling acute and complete lack, it's okay to dream. It's okay to dream of this big life. It's great to dream about this big life. And it's great to dream of meeting this person with whom you join forces and you create magic together. That's fine. There you can have your money manifestation energy, which is already running good, because $5,000 per month is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, it's pretty good for most people. I'm not trying to put down people who earn less than $1 million a year, because everything is good. Any money in this world is good. So from that place, you're meeting this person, you join forces, and you make a lot of money. And or you meet this person, you're dressing well because you have enough money going for you, $5,000, $10,000 a month, $15,000, whatever you make, and you're wearing good clothes. You meet this really handsome person or this really beautiful woman. They get attracted to you because you present yourself well, and boom, their money and your beauty join together and create magic. That's fine. That's healthy money manifestation. And in that, you're also combining your love story. But to think that, oh my God, I'm in disability, I don't know how to pay my rent, it's getting really, really hard to do that, and I need a man to rescue me. In doing this, what happens is you're sending out this negativity, this negative energy, and people are actually, I mean, the whole love story can actually suffer because of that. Even if someone really wanted to come in and lift you off your feet and carry you to this bed of roses in this golden palace, the whole story gets so slow and thwarted with so many blocks because of all the suffering that someone goes through when they are actually on disability. Having said this, Your job, anybody's job, my job, our job, okay, let's say our job is to get the energy of money flowing thickly in our space and make ways for it to come into our life in physical form like starting a business, getting better employment, etc. Taking certain action steps is important. Law of Attraction coaches, they focus a lot on your thinking. And your thinking is very, very important. And yes, things can reach you. You might be sitting on your couch, being a couch potato, and someone might just come in and lift you up and carry you out to that golden palace. It's possible. Everything is within the realm of possibilities, but actually taking some action steps really helps. So let me say it again. Your job, our job, my job, your job. Okay, so your job is to get the energy of money flowing thickly in your space and make ways for it to come into your life in physical form, like starting a business, getting better employment, etc. If you are a struggling actor, if you are a struggling performer, and you want to get more money, you want to get more contracts, certainly go out there and hustle. Hustle until you can get it. Make friends, talk to people. Don't be in your little shell and think that everything's just going to come to you. It will come to you. It can come to you. But any action step that you take actually gives you this feeling of, is that euphoria, enthusiasm? You feel enthusiastic. So if you go out and you hit 5 agencies with your resume, you feel enthusiastic. In that enthusiasm, a lot of things can happen. You build up this enthusiasm and you think of all of these people reaching out to you and you can actually get something. So going out there, hustling, doing your thing, putting out resumes, getting people to notice you and improving your resume. It's not that you make your resume once and then you just sit on it, but you improve it, you improve on it, you work on it, and you give an illusion and an impression of yourself. So even if you're not something, you can certainly make it look like you're somebody, you know, who has experience, and you can learn at any time to do what you say that you can do, and you can project yourself as something much better. But your job is to go out and do something and get something going for you. Being on disability or being dependent on somebody to bring you that money, it's okay for just a little short period of time. But if you continue to do it again and again, then being on disability or being dependent on somebody now becomes your work karma. This is your karma now, being dependent. Okay, being caught on a certain lifestyle, which is, it's bound by this very, very confining space. And in that disability or the social security money that you get, anything that you get, you can only do so much. And your whole lifestyle, this whole thing of being dependent on somebody, either on social welfare or on someone, becomes your karma, and that perpetuates. And it's very important to break this cycle. Otherwise, as you remain in it more and more and more, you get comfortable. Your energy field, your aura absorbs that into itself. Your mind relaxes into that. And you just have, you've created for yourself a little cocoon, and you'll find it harder and harder to come out of that cocoon and actually create something more for yourself. So be aware that money manifestation is very much dependent on your being proactive in your mind and in your life and in your actions, because that is what this world depends on. This whole world and its whole financial health also depends on you wanting to have a great lifestyle for yourself and the people that you love. So happy money manifestation. We're taking a short break, another 2 to 3 minute break, and we're going into love and sex, soulmate manifestation. So please listen to some music and we're coming back soon.
Mm-hmm. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have you spending all you got.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In the hotel or in the back of the rental. On the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your fans teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to the shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I melt in your mouth, girl, not in your hand. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Girl, what we do. Just between me and you, yeah. Give it to me, baby. Nice and slow. Climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch in thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne can. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble, and every bottle is gone.
Hi, this is Sugandhi, back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're in the segment on love and sex, soulmate manifestation, and the process of soulmate manifestation depends entirely on your ability to maintain a positive approach and a positive attitude. And persistence, persistence, persistence. Soulmate manifestation is actually very enjoyable once you get into the swing of things. So let's say you have this feeling that the past many, many years have gone by being deprived of a man who truly loves you, someone who is your equal, at least someone who treats you good, who treats you as his equal, someone that you could depend on, who's there for you, someone who shows you a good time. And if many years have gone by without meeting this special someone, or feeling that you've met the special someone, but then you lose touch with the person, either the person doesn't want you, or something happens and you break off. So if many years have gone by, or even if a few years have gone by in this pattern of losing the men that you like, the women that you like, or being stuck with someone that you're not entirely in love with, well, the good news is it is entirely possible to meet and to have a person that you would love to have for the rest of your life. And that's soulmate manifestation, the process of manifesting. You know, a lot of people talk about this person did this and that person did that. And they go into relationship therapy. The therapist, you know, helps it. The therapist helps. It's not that therapists don't help. They help you understand each other better, adjust each other to each other, accept the flaws in each other. So therapists do help. However, if you go entirely by relationship rules and not manifestation rules, then being stuck within the relationship do's and don'ts is actually going to actively spoil whatever you're trying to manifest. Very important that you understand the difference that I'm talking about here. Not everybody thinks of this. But if you go by relationship do's and don'ts, he should have called me on Valentine's Day. He did not do this. He should have done that. He didn't do this. He didn't call me so many times a day. He did not respond within 3 hours of my texting him. Trust me, I've heard it all. I've heard it all. Those are relationship do's and don'ts. You know, texting back within a decent time frame of someone having texted you, not arguing a lot, not doing this, not doing that, doing this, doing that. These are relationship do's and don'ts. And most people in the world get lost in this relationship do's and don'ts. And if you go down that route, if you go down that the road of relationship do's and don'ts, you're going to get stuck in it and unmanifest whatever it is that you're trying to manifest. So when I work with people, I show them how to manifest using manifestation rules and laws. That which I call soulmate manifestation, and not relationship do's and don'ts. Because relationship do's and don'ts, like quicksand, quagmire, it can catch you and pull you within it, and you'll never find yourself, you'll never find your way out of it. So let's say me, I, Sugandhi, meet a man that I like. I'm just giving you an example. And he's tall, he's handsome, he's fantastic, he's got great energy, everything about him is good, good, good. He's got great sexual energy, and he can make me feel good. So let's say I meet this man, and I'm like, oh my God, I met him, he's so cute, he's so cute, he's so cute, right? And then he does something that I don't like. That's it. If he does something that I don't like, and there's a list of things that I may like. Again, this is an example, so don't take it seriously. There's a list of things that I may like and not like. And some of them may be, they may be really bad, big, big red flags next to it. And some of them may be light, things which I may not take seriously, but there may be a couple of things that, which if he does, then it's a complete no, no. And of course, each one of us need to have our boundaries, and we need to have our standards, right? That's what makes us humans. I mean, someone cheating on me or, okay, I haven't ever met somebody who cheated on me, but just giving an example, let's say, if someone cheating on you, it's not good. So yes, that's a standard. However, beyond all of this, if we go exactly by what he did and what he didn't do, and he did this, 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 and he didn't do this, 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 we're going by relationship do's and don'ts, and we completely forget about manifesting the person. Because there is a certain separate method of manifesting someone into your life and keeping that person in your life and making sure that the that my love story, that your love story reaches the goal that you have set for yourself. And if you follow this manifestation process, that which I call the soulmate manifestation process, which is what I use with my clients, your reaching your goal is more guaranteed. Okay? I mean, you will reach your goal. There's no way to not reach your goal. Okay, two negatives. So there's no way that you won't reach your goal if you use a soulmate manifestation process and use it properly and correctly and don't get stuck on this list of relationship do's and don'ts. Very important to know the difference between this. One of the other things that I've seen people do in my experience is use children as insurance policies against a breakup. Just remember, your love story with your partner should be a true love story. It's you and her. It's you and him. It's you and her. And it should not be dependent on the children that are part of this institution, this part of this relationship. Of course, you know, children have a way of influencing things, but try to keep your relationship and how you feel about your partner separate from the influences that you might be feeling because of any children that are born to this relationship. Because in my personal experience, a lot of people use children to try to keep things going or to keep a man. A woman might have a child, trust me, I've seen it so many times, just to keep a man with herself. It's kind of like a insurance policy. And if anybody thinks that, you know, this is the way to do it, it may last for some time, but it's not going to last for a very, very long period of time. Because what you really need to be doing is working on your soulmate on a one-on-one basis and having a fantastic understanding and relationship with this person with great energy going. Another factor is to avoid drama and hurt. Drama and hurt, this thing that I will get hurt every time he ignores me. I will get hurt every time he does this. I will get hurt every time she does this to me. Getting hurt does not help, because all it does, it leads to pain, and it creates a lot of conflicting energy, a lot of negative energy that will ultimately break down your relationship with somebody. So getting hurt all the time and using that hurt to create drama is ultimately going to have its toll on your relationship and will greatly affect your soulmate manifestation process. My clients, when I work with them, the one thing when they express to me, he did this, Tom did this to me, Jack did this to me, and Jane did this to me, and I feel so hurt, my heart is bleeding because of this. My first job is to get them out of feeling hurt. Because as long as they continue to feel hurt, soulmate manifestation becomes very, very difficult, because this whole thing of manifestation, good manifestation, depends on how much joyful energy you can bring in and not on how much hurt energy you bring to this relationship. Because people will do good by you only to a certain extent. You can fall sick only so many times. You can fall down only so many times in order to invoke sympathy and compassion from somebody before they stop doing that. It is not a good manifestation method, and it's not a good manifestation tool to use hurt and pain and any one of these negative energies and negative emotions to try to keep your soulmate with you. All of your manifestation should happen from a place of joy, enthusiasm, the feeling of victory, and doing really, really well. Now, we're approaching the end of the show. We're approaching the end of the soulmate manifestation process, the segment for this particular show. And you will be going into your next 2 weeks before we meet again. Leave this next Thursday. It'll be the Thursday after that at 6 p.m. PST. And during the next 2 weeks, if you are in any relationship or if you have fallen in love with someone and if you do want to do well with a new soulmate relationship, which you think is going to bring you abundance and happiness, do try to connect more and more to joyful energy rather than painful energy. The energy of sickness, pain, hurt, all of this just attract more sickness, pain, and hurt. And your vibrations, when they go out, will tend to push people away rather than attract them to you. So what you want to be is happy and enthusiastic, giving out a lot of joyful energy, which will bring in the attention that you want from the person that you really, really like. And being joyful and being in joyful manifestation energy and being a joyful manifester is very important ingredient for and of soulmate manifestation. if you want to read more about this, you could certainly buy my book, Joyful Manifestation. It's available on Amazon.com and certain online retailers. You could also contact me through my website, joyfulmanifestation.com. The phone number has changed, so for people who couldn't get through to me, the number is new, and you can certainly call me. Meanwhile, certainly focus on manifesting good things in your life, and looking forward to talking to you again. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Double time.